5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Warning, you're about to experience an unpleasant truth.
America must choose to build a future or obsess about the past. To be a nation of fear, division, and of darkness.
Use your aggressive feeling.
Embrace anger, chaos, and truth, but in the shadow of lies.
Let the hate flow through you.
Together we can choose a different path.
Join me, and together we can rule the galaxy.
Our nation of fear, division, and of darkness.
Break me down with all of your hatred, and your journey towards the dark side will be complete.
Embrace anger. Thrive on chaos. But in the shadow of lies.
So this is how liberty dies. With thunderous applause.
Across the fruited plain and from sea to shining sea. 3 hours of bold truth, excellence, and optimism for America. The Wendy Bell Radio Program.
Welcome back. Hour three of the Wendy Bell Radio Program is officially on the clock. If you're desperate to continue to stay in power and your policies aren't working and everybody knows they suck and there's real strife and struggling and desperation and mental illness and crime and uncertainty and people just seem to hate each other, you can't just control the message. It's not enough just to propagandize, to lie, to pretend that what everybody's going through is really just not the truth. And if they only look over here, they'll realize how great everything really is. You've got to control the messenger. And there have been so many influence campaigns. Bill Gates and the 300 million plus, I think it was in 2021, that he gave out to the media. Terms of grants, right? We're going to give millions of dollars to the BBC, Al Jazeera, CNN, all of these outfits. When somebody donates millions of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars, it's not because they're super duper duper people. They want something. And the something is a submission to a narrative. We're going to help you get rich. A muckety mucks at these media organizations, but you got to do us a solid. And that means you're not going to talk about COVID in any way other than the way we want you to. You're not going to talk about anybody having any adverse reaction to the jab because that's not what we're talking about. We've got a money laundering operation we have to continue. And that means silence when it comes to reality about the medicine. You're not going to talk about the elections. You're not going to talk about Dominion voting machines, ES&S, any of these outfits. That's the play. So you go after people. What did we see happen with James O'Keefe and Project Veritas? Project Veritas, undercover exposés of people who suck, whether they're media figures, government officials, Pfizer officials, people with the NIH, people who are in some capacity making headlines today. James O'Keefe goes undercover and he catches people saying disgusting things, proving that there's an agenda, proving that there's corruption. And so the DOJ sent their minions, the FBI, to raid James O'Keefe's home and basically send a chilling message. They did the same to Mark Houck. They did the same to the January Sixers. It's how they roll. Donald Trump isn't a threat to democracy. They've already stolen it. And that happened a long time ago. But you've also got to go after the conservative voices. There is a concerted effort, I believe, to kill talk radio. I do. And we're going to talk about George Soros. We're going to talk about what's going on with Odyssey in the second half of this half hour. I want to focus specifically on the Gateway Pundit. And I'm going to read you a message from the Gateway Pundit's founder, a guy by the name of Jim Hoft. Now, this is a St. Louis-based company, if I'm not mistaken. Left-wing articles will call them extreme, right-wing, MAGA, crazy, whatever. I disagree. I think you get a lot of different viewpoints at the Gateway Pundit, and it's a source that I rely on often. Well, apparently, Jim Hoft has decided to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection because there are so many lawsuits, so much coming at him, because the left is losing control and they are freaking out. It's why 18 people got indicted in Arizona, and that is why they're going after Newsmax and Fox and the Gateway Pundit. So this is the owner of the Gateway Pundit's message to you about what's going on. And then I'm going to read to you Politico's take on it so you can see what a left-wing source is saying about it, okay? This is his message. The Gateway Pundit Communications, parent company of the Gateway Pundit, recently made the decision to seek protection under Chapter 11 of the United States Bankruptcy Code in the Southern District of Florida as a result of the progressive liberal lawfare attacks against our media outlet. This is not an admission of fault or culpability. This is a common tool for reorganization and to consolidate litigation when attacks are coming from all sides. It's almost like the conservative media are the proverbial Israel. They got it coming from Hezbollah, right? The Houthis, Hamas. That's the Gateway Pundit. That's conservative media. A clear and present danger to the present narrative of suck in this country. It allows this Chapter 11, Jim Hoff continues, it allows the Gateway Pundit to consolidate this lawfare in one court for ultimate resolution. Despite the radical left's efforts to silence the Gateway Pundit through censorship, deplatforming, debanking, cut off from advertisers and other financial strategies. This is how relentless the left is to silence the right. We will not be deterred from our mission of remaining fearless and being one of the most trusted independent media outlets in America today. We do not expect that to change. So guns, knives, torches, pitchforks out for the Gateway Pundit. This is how Politico writes this story. No. This is the Washington Post. I beg your pardon. This is how they frame it. And you got to hear the difference because this is propaganda 101. Headline, Gateway Pundit to file for bankruptcy amid election conspiracy lawsuits. Those words are selected purposefully to create the illusion of culpability, to create the idea in your mind that, oh my gosh, they've done something wrong and now they've got to pull back, try to survive. They're clearly guilty. It's Neil Cavuto saying about Donald Trump's 91 criminal charges. They can't all be wrong, can they? Yeah, actually, Neil, they can. That's where we are. Here's a story from the Washington Post, and it's important. Gateway Pundit, the popular far-right blog. First of all, it's not far-right. And secondly, it's not a blog. It's a website. Is filing for bankruptcy as it faces lawsuits alleging it promoted bogus claims about the 2020 election. Its founder announced Wednesday, though he vowed to continue publishing. Since its launch in 2004, the site has become a prolific clearinghouse for conspiracy theories about the election, school shootings, and other topics, helping to funnel such flimsy stories from the fringes of the internet to the broader pro-Trump right. Thanks to its substantial audience is all you need to know. They cannot stand that conservative sources of information are widely popular and becoming the preferred place where more people are getting their information. Washington Post continues, but all those conspiracy theories have had a cost for Jim Hoft. Now, that's a factually misleading statement. They're saying that because Jim Hoft has spread conspiracy theories through the Gateway Pundit, he has to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. That's not the case. What if the story is because Jim Hoft and the Gateway Pundit dare to dig into stories of truth or that are contrary to the narrative on the left, he's being bombarded by the same legal menagerie of suck that Donald Trump and Mark Meadows and Christina Bobb and all the others have found themselves mired in, because this is how you fight when you are corrupt. You go after the people who tell the truth. All those conspiracy theories have had a cost for Jim Hoft. The Missouri blogger who founded Gateway Pundit makes him sound like he's kind of a dope, doesn't it? He's outside with his hacky sack writing his little blog. No, he's running a very successful company that has a lot of people paying attention to it. And you can't freaking stand it because you are beholden to the left. In a message on the site, Hoft said its parent company would file for bankruptcy because it was under attack from progressive liberal lawsuits. Hoft said the bankruptcy filing would help consolidate the lawsuits. While he didn't name which lawsuits he was referencing, the site is being sued for claims of defamation and infliction of emotional distress by Ruby Freeman and Wandrea Moss, the two Georgia election workers who say they faced threats after the site leveled baseless accusations of ballot fraud against them. I'm sorry. Do you guys remember the video of right? Don't believe what you saw, ladies and gentlemen. It was a water main break, damn it. And we had to send everybody home. It was the safest, most secure election ever. Dang it. When we come back on the Wendy Bell Radio, it's not supposed to be this enjoyable, but it is. When we come back, let's talk about this. Conservative radio, also on the chopping block. We'll dig into that because this one's personal to us next on the Wendy Bell Radio program. All right, so before I blast forward and we start talking about the attack on conservative radio, because it's been on. It's been on for a long time. This is why George Soros bought $400 million worth of debt. Want to carve out voices that are contrary to what your narrative of suck is? Well, bring out the big guns with the deep pockets. Before I move on, I want to finish this Washington Post story. All right, because it's brief. And again, this is Gateway Pundit to file for bankruptcy amid election conspiracy lawsuits. The bankruptcy filing was not immediately available, and Jim Hoft, the owner of the Gateway Pundit, did not respond to a request for comment. While he didn't name which lawsuits he was referencing, as he's talking about, hey, we're getting sued from all these angles. We got incoming from every freaking angle because we're in the crosshairs of free speech. And some people who want to tell you it's all about the First Amendment are the first ones to say, shut them down. While he didn't name which lawsuits he was referencing, the site Gateway Pundit is being sued for claims of defamation and infliction of emotional distress. Oh, shut up. By Ruby Freeman and Wandrea Moss, two Georgia election workers, mom and daughter, piece of work, who say they faced threats after the site leveled baseless accusations of ballot fraud against them. Well, why don't you let people dig into that, guys? Because you're afraid of what we'll find. Despite the site's apparent financial jeopardy, Hoft seems determined to continue publishing in some form, writing that he would not be deterred from his work at what he called one of the country's most trusted independent media outlets. Despite its bare bones layout and small staff, Gateway Pundit consistently ranks among the 20 most read conservative websites online. Bing, 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 crosshairs located. According to Howard Polskin, who analyzes conservative media on his website, The Writing. Polskin said Gateway Pundit had managed to grow a significant audience through, quote, right-wing hysteria. It's got a pretty strong brand position, Polskin says. It pulls a lot of eyeballs. Another lawsuit from Freeman and Moss has already resulted in mammoth judgment against another election fraud conspiracy theorist. Isn't it interesting? If you say, we have amassed evidence, we've spoken with hundreds of people, They have signed affidavits testifying that they saw fraud, that they had questions, that they were uncomfortable with the ballot dumps, that they want to know how tens of thousands of pristine, never folded ballots could run through the machines. Because last time I checked, when you send something through the mail, it gets creases, and they were all filled out by machine the same way. Shh! You can't say that. In December, Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani filed for bankruptcy after a $148 million judgment against him for his own attacks on Freeman and Moss. What did Alex Jones get? What, $500 million? Right? Is it so stupid? E. Jean Carroll can't prove anything. She doesn't have a blue dress. She doesn't have a cigar. She doesn't have DNA. She has a memory of 30 years ago. And Donald Trump raped me in some Bergdorf, I don't even know what the name of the department store is in New York. He raped me in there. And he was like, who? Who are you? $95 million.
I can't believe she can't remember. It was an SUV or SVU episode of Law and Order. How could she not remember? Just go get a rerun.
Right. This is $148 million to Rudy Giuliani. It was like our friend Dr. Eric Napudi of St. Louis's Well, in good company with the Gateway Pundit, who got sued by the government during COVID for doing what? Was he selling dangerous medicine that scrambled the inside of your body and caused cancer? No. We had the FDA do that. No, he talked about zinc and vitamin D. How dare you? And $500 billion lawsuit against him for talking about the benefits of vitamin D and zinc during COVID. Do you guys see it? The homogenized thinking. And finally, this Washington Post article, it ties it all up. Gateway Pundit is not alone among far-right media outlets to file for bankruptcy as they face legal judgments. The conspiracy theorist outlet InfoWars and its founder Alex Jones both filed for bankruptcy in 2022 as they faced huge legal judgments for promoting conspiracy theories about the 2012 Sandy Hook school shooting. Not allowed to ask questions, friends. You're not allowed to deviate. Look, we're here to tell you not just how to think. We're going to tell you what to think. And if you don't, I got a $500 billion reasons why you might want to reconsider. It's gross. Okay, let's talk about Odyssey. Odyssey, radio, all the stations that have been bought by George Soros. The cuts and the effort to silence conservative talk voices like ours. Next on the Wendy Bell Radio Network. Is there somebody in Congress who has a pair of you-know-whats? Because I'm feeling like there is not. Remember when George Soros tried to swoop in and buy a major ownership share of a major radio company, what, the second biggest? And then he wanted Congress to waive this rule that says foreign ownership in media cannot exceed 25%. And he said, yeah, you know, we could hash that out in court. But the courts are so busy going after all these conservatives. I mean, we don't want to bog them down. Why don't you just let that wave? And we'll talk about it later. And so they did. And I found this. This is a headline. Remember this? This is, well, actually, this is Chip Roy talking about basically what our chickens have come home to roost. You do not let a 93-year-old America hater. What's a word for George Soros, bro?
Villain. He's a Bond villain.
Thank you very much. That is a great word. You do not let a 93-year-old villain, a billionaire, influence the NGOs, the non-government organizations, by funding them at the southern border, opening the door, opening the turnstile, and giving all of the propaganda materials to the people marching across the border and saying, remember, when you get into the country, there's going to be someone who connects with you and says, hey, we got you here, but you know you got to vote. We're going to help you do that. Remember, you've got to vote Joe Biden, funded by George Soros. All these campus demonstrations, pro-Hamas, pro-terror, some of them for sure funded by George Soros. How about all of your district attorneys, Alvin Bragg, Letitia James? How about George Gascon in Los Angeles? All these people, and that's just for starters, because George Soros has infiltrated all of these positions, and he's given them money. Probably Fani Willis. This is what you get. You get a complete corruption of justice, and you have a dark force settling in over freedom of speech. And Chip Roy sees it for what it is. So Brock and I met at the world's first commercial radio station here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. That is how we met. The company that owns said station, George Soros, has purchased $400 million of debt from and now controls hundreds of radio stations. And so it was no surprise to either Brock or me or anybody paying attention to media, particularly the assault on conservative media, that the layoffs started to fly. And people we both know, people we both like, Brock, are going to lose their jobs. And it's not an easy thing to see, is it?
No, you're like I said in the commercial break, that you're going to have a lot of people who you don't know their names, and there won't be a press release put out when they are let go that lose their job.
And do you believe that this is the point all along?
I do. I thought this was the point because he did it with Vice News also. And you're going to see him trying to buy up. There's only one way to kill conservative radio, and conservative radio, Rush Limbaugh, God bless him, they could not kill him. And it bothered the left. And they tried.
They did everything.
I remember the day he died. They celebrated.
Yes.
You looked at Twitter or X or whatever, and the people were literally celebrating his death.
Yes.
The left has not, the left, the Democrats have not been able to get a stronghold on conservative radio. They tried liberal radio. But who wants to advertise? Everybody's always going after the advertiser. So.
Correct. I appreciate
it.
But
a lot of people will lose their job.
So Chip Roy says the FCC absolutely has to stop Soros' shortcut to the Odyssey stake that I just told you about. Now, the FCC, we've had Brendan Carr on this show. He's an FCC commissioner. He's great. Republicans have lost the majority of that five-person panel. So now liberals control it. Do you really think the FCC is going to stop anything that George Soros is doing? Of course not. The goal is the silencing of conservative viewpoints. The goal is homogenized messaging. The goal is to be Adolf Hitler in Austria during World War II. If you're going to convince people of something, you have to not just control the message, you have to control who sends it out. That is what we are seeing. U.S. Representative Chip Roy has formally requested FCC Chairwoman Jessica Rosenworcel, that's a word, has requested that she prevent a Soros shortcut in Soros Fund Management's $400 million debt acquisition from Odyssey. Representative Roy raised concerns. This is from Inc., RadioInc.com. Roy raised concerns regarding the potential bypass of standard FCC oversight procedures of foreign ownership interests on Tuesday in a letter to the chairwoman. Soros Fund Management became the largest shareholder in Odyssey during its Chapter 11 bankruptcy reorganization. Seems like there's a lot of that going on around these days, isn't there? The process, while passing through the court, still requires FCC approval. Particularly contentious to Roy is the issue of foreign ownership. As the Soros Group's filings say, foreign ownership would exceed the 25% limit established by the Communications Act. Well, you know, these silly rules, I mean, they're so outdated, right? They shouldn't apply to us. Look, rules are rules, laws are laws, right is right, and north is north. This is entering a new variable in your science experiment. This is changing a little bit. That's not how it works. It's not how it works. Instead of undergoing the usual review process for foreign ownership, the Soros Group has requested a waiver. Of course. You know, look, I know you guys are super duper busy, but we're really interested in pushing this bad boy down. Now we got to silence these conservative voices ASAP before November, and we need your help. Greenlight it now. Brock?
I was just thinking, too, you're going to watch him. A lot of these stations take the same news feed, and you're going to watch them kill a Fox News, and you're going to see them put in like an AP-style news where it's the same news going out to 500 different radio stations.
It's exactly why I wanted to bring up the headline of the Gateway Pundit saying, hey, we're doing something and we need you to know why. And then the left's Politico or Washington Post take on it, which is they've been spreading conspiracy theories and now their chickens have come home to roost. I want you to decide. I want ultimately you to have the access to the voices that you want. Look, that radio station, the first commercial radio station in the world, I was honored. I'd never worked in radio before. And they offered me a job as a drive time host. What? And for the first time in my life, after 30 years in television, I was able to come out of the conservative closet and say what I thought. And we went from 17th place in the ratings to second in a year. We beat Sean Hannity. And I got fired. I know what it's like to watch conservative voices be chiseled out of the town square. It's real. And every time they wave the First Amendment flag and say the conservatives are anti this or anti that, just know my 180 degree rule is very true. Whatever they say someone else is doing, they are doing. And they are desperate to control the message leading into November. It's one of their few cards left. They've already called everybody racist. They've already said everybody's a conspiracy theorist. They've painted you as a big lie supporter. You're probably anti-vax. You hate people who are different than you. You transphobe. And now they want to take away a place where you can get an alternate opinion. An alternate opinion, by the way, that is rooted in facts. That's what we do. That's why we do it. I don't want you just to parrot what I say. I want to spark something in you. I want you to say, wait a minute, I didn't hear about that. I didn't know about that. I better go do some research. That is what they're counting on you not doing. Browbeating you, bogging you down with financial crises, corrupting your children, creating civil unrest, making everything unaffordable, making your life inconvenient. Because when you're licking your wounds, you don't have time to fact check. You don't have time to realize that the disinformation is theirs. What the FCC does here will be fascinating. I'm not holding my breath, ladies and gentlemen. That's why we bring you the reports of these elections, these stories, these yawner organizations, the FCC. Who cares about that? Everybody should. He who controls the messenger controls the message. And they are desperate for control. When we come back on the Wendy Bell Radio program, this is the sound I told you about in hour number two. And it's on MSNBC, which is like, blows your mind, right? It might just be the most critical audio soundbite of the day. And you need to hear it next. So an unusual audio soundbite to stumble upon, and this is making the rounds on social media, is where I found it, or Brock found it, maybe. It is on it's on MSNBC.
You found it.
I found it. MSNBC. This is Scott Galloway. This gentleman is from the New York University Stern School of Business. And what it basically, it's sobering and true that the left has killed the American dream, that the left, really starting by, I think, Barack Obama's election, that was the real beginning of the end, but certainly accelerated with Barack Obama's third term right now. I want you to hear this gentleman and the MSNBC news people who are leftists, presumptively. I mean, if you hear what they say, to their credit, they do not interrupt him. And I believe this is the most sobering, important thing that we hear today. Go.
For the first time in our nation's history, a 30-year-old man or woman isn't doing as well as his or her parents were at 30. That is the social compact breaking down. People aged 30 to 34, 60% of them in 1990 had one child. Now it's 27%. People are opting out of America. They're not optimistic about it. They're not having kids. Young people aren't having sex. They're not meeting. They're not mating. The pool of emotionally and economically viable men shrinks every day, which lessens household formation. So we have a real issue. Young people are enraged. So it turns every cut, every movement into an opportunistic infection because, quite frankly, they are just pissed off. They look up. They see wealth, exceptional wealth across my generation and people in certain industries. And they are really struggling. Their purchasing power is going down. And the incumbents create artificial scarcity on campus. We take pride in rejecting 90% of our applicants. So the incumbents who already have a degree see their degree go up in value. We get very concerned with housing and traffic once we own the housing. Housing permits are sequestered from young people. Housing prices have gone from 290 to 420 in the last 4 years. So a young person, a house, stocks that I don't own skyrocket in value. Let's have COVID relief and flush the markets and take assets way up, because if a million people dying would be bad, would be tragic if I got less wealthy. And we're doing it on their credit card. Young people have every reason to be enraged, and every issue they see, they look up, they get angry, and they see someone doing better than them. And then every day it is speedballed in their face that they are failing, that they are not doing as well as everyone around them. We have lost the script. Our kids are more anxious and more depressed and more obese and more addicted. And we have made a purposeful decision to let this happen by ensuring the people around this table stay wealthy at the cost of young people.
Amen. We haven't done any of that, yo. I wanted to scream from the mountaintops, and I did on November 3rd of 2020. Think long and hard about what you are doing, for whom you are voting, or what you are seeing. Think long and hard about this concerted and rabid push to silence anybody who spoke up and raised a flag about issues regarding 2020. Wake up. My oldest son is leaving to start his life this summer. He is doing something that we all have done. And it's easy for my husband and me to say, we did it. Figure it out, Michael. Good luck. But But this is a different day. And Generation Z and those that follow are the collateral damage of Congress. Drunk on spending. Lean on responsibility. This is what happens when corruption is allowed to manifest itself in every single echelon of your government apparatus. You don't have justice. You don't have order. You don't have peace. And this generation has been screwed. Groceries are up 21%. This is since Biden took office. Used cars, up 21%. Natural gas costs 27% more today than it did on January 20th of 2021. Electricity, up 28%. Rent, up 21%. Pet food, 24% uptick. Gasoline, you can't even get in your car and just drive away. You can't do the American thing and just go. Get on the road. Open the windows and let it out. Because gas costs 48% more than it did before Joe Biden took office. And baby food, 31% more expensive. Crushing you. Crushing your dreams, destroying your kids, proposing child abuse strategies of disgusting proportion, mutilating your body, taking ridiculous drugs that are horrible for you, eating garbage food, getting fat, being lazy, giving up, checking out, moving, I don't know, somewhere dark. This is what they want. George Soros definitely wants it. And he certainly wants to silence any conservative voice, such as mine, that would speak freely and honestly about it. That gentleman from the New York University Stern School of Business nailed it. Our kids can't do what we've done. Because too many people on November 3rd, 2020 either pulled the wrong lever or didn't pay attention to those of us who pulled the other one. Time is running out to correct course, friends. So glad you've been with us. Thank you so very much. Follow us, Wendy Bell Radio, our podcast, Wendy Bell Radio Network app, and Locals. Just put in Wendy Bell Radio and follow us. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Peace.